Election Day is 1 week from today, when county residents will decide on a pair of races, county comptroller and county sheriff. But there are several other elections of note, and we'll review some of them this morning with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, all right, Bob. Now, last week we did get into that county comptroller's race a little bit, and it's intriguing in its own right, but we haven't really touched on the Erie County Sheriff's race all that much, and I want to get into that. We've got the Republican incumbent, Tim Howard. We've got the Democrat, Richard Dobson, but the candidate I'm seeing the most is Bert Dunn, who's running on his own line, the Law and Order Party. Mr. Dunn, of course, lost that Democratic primary to Richard Dobson. What impact is he having on the sheriff's race?
That's the big question. And I think you're right to point out that he seems to be everywhere. He's on television. He's on road signs. He's on billboards. This man is spending a lot of his own money on what he acknowledges is a real long shot. But who knows what kind of effect this is going to have, and especially when you consider that there are now two Democrats, Bert Dunn and Dick Dobson, on the line. You would think it would help Tim Howard, but who knows what this is going to do now.
Yeah, we haven't really seen much of Richard Dobson since that primary. What's going on in that regard? Why so little now and maybe so much during the primary?
Well, that's a big question, and certainly, if you recall, during the primary, he spent no money of his own on any of his on television advertising, and all of the advertising that was done on TV was done by an outfit called the Western New York Progressive Caucus, which was largely financed by former Erie County Democratic Chairman Steve Pidgeon, and it was a way to help Dick Dobson in an independent expenditure. But we haven't seen very much activity from that group either since then. And there's some thought maybe they were just trying to, as a anti-headquarters organization, maybe they were just trying to knock off the headquarters guy, who at the time was Bert Dunn.
Well, very interesting in that regard. Let's switch then to another individual who's not a headquarters guy, so to speak, and that would be the Buffalo mayor, Byron Brown. That mayor's race, very, very quiet, eerily quiet here in recent weeks. Your colleague over there at the Buffalo News, Don Esmond, had a column recently basically chiding the mayor for his lack of appearances during this campaign season. He won't apparently debate Republican Sergio Rodriguez, and it raises, I guess, the question about civic responsibility to discuss issues prior to the campaign. What is the Brown approach to all this?
Well, I think they're just laying low, and you know, Don pointed out something that a lot of people are saying, but by the same token, it's kind of the way politics is conducted often. It's, you know, the old Rose Garden strategy, and the mayor is in such a commanding position right there, right now, that I think the strategy is, anyway, we're just gonna be hands off here and conduct a little bit of an electronic campaign. They're back on the air with Byron Brown commercials. I know literature has been distributed, and so you know, this is the way they're going to do it.
The advantage of incumbency.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move then to the county legislature. We haven't gotten into this very much. Obviously, very difficult to focus on each individual race, but what about that? I mean, that majority-minority separation is so close in the legislature. Is it possible that we could see it turn next week?
Oh, it's real possible, and I'll tell you, Jay, the Republicans are very optimistic about their chances. I think most attention is focusing on two races.
Okay.
The first one is out Amherst way, where incumbent Democrat Tom Loughran is being challenged by Bob Anderson, the Republican highway superintendent of Amherst. And that, you know, you got some real name recognition starting out right there with Bob Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And if people like the way their roads have been plowed, they're probably going to like Bob Anderson. If they don't, we'll see what happens there. But and then out in Lancaster and Alden, out that way, Winnie Fisher, the Alden Democratic chairwoman, is going against Ted Morton, and he has run in Cheektowaga before. Ted Morton has three lines. Republicans kind of like that, but there's been a lot of complications in that one, too, and that could go either way. But I tell you that the Republicans are hoping that they can pick up one of those and then flip this 6-5 majority that the Dems now have in the legislature. It could be done.
And what about the idea of turnout overall being impacted in various areas? You know, obviously in a presidential election year, that brings out turnout from different factions. But is there any one race that might help carry one of the other of these parties countywide?
I don't see it. I think that there is going to be a very low turnout. that's traditionally what happens in this year of the four-year cycle. You know, you always have your presidential year has the highest turnout. Your gubernatorial year, which will be next year, always has a high turnout. But this is the year where there's not really much to bring people out to the polls, and you're probably going to see a repeat of what we saw on primary day, which was a pathetically low turnout.
Disappointing to hear that for sure.
Yeah.
But it is interesting, though, that at least one particular race is gearing up for the day after Election Day. Republicans are getting ready to launch their campaign right for governor the day after Election Day. Is that right?
No question. We had in our column on Sunday the fact that State Republican Chairman Ed Cox will be here on election night, and then the plan for the day after election is to launch some kind of a statewide barnstorming tour, if you will, out from Buffalo, in which they're going to basically criticize Governor Cuomo and set the stage for the 2014 election for governor. As we pointed out in the column, it'd be nice if they had a candidate.
Yes.
That's to come. Yeah, a little technicality that's yet to come.
Okay. All right, Bob McCarthy. Thank you very much for your time. We are going to hear from you next week, of course, on Election Day and then the day after with some analysis as well.
We'll look forward to that, Jay.
Bob McCarthy is the Buffalo News political reporter. He joins us each Tuesday throughout campaign season here on WBFO.